But Christmas has been expensive. It's been a bit of a tough month. And so you're back at work, you're back at school. And let me say this. Winter without Christmas is not that fun. No, and so now we might feel, oh, another year. Or you might be excited. And there's lots of things that might happen this year. And there might be things that you're thinking about, things that you want to do this year. And this year, some of you are going to, well, all of you will probably change years and go up at some point. So it's a new year, but what's it going to bring? Well, I want to tell you three things that will help you see that 2018 is going to be a great year, and they're three new things that God promises. So we'll have our points up, but the first thing I want to read to you was from our verse. It's 1 Peter verse 3, if we can have that up on the screen. Can someone switch the... Oh, there we are. It's on. Happy New Year. And let me say the first verse is this. You're promised in the new year a new birth. Now, who here has been born? Okay, grown-ups, you've been born? Yes, yes. Who can remember their birth? We can't, okay? And the Bible says, just as you had nothing to do with your birth, you don't really have anything to do with your new birth. So let's have a look at this verse. Praise be to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and His great mercy has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So first of all, Peter is saying, praise be to God. God, you're wonderful. You've given us a new birth. Now we'll have a look at what that new birth is in a moment. But we see that it is because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Because Jesus came alive again, we're promised a new birth. Now I want to show you something. Some of you might have books like this. This is a book about that you normally parents are given to document the birth of a child. And many people, I think, might be like us. You don't have time to fill in a book like this because you're too busy with baby. So you might have seen baby photos of yourself. So this is one that we've got. You can guess which children are these. There's babies. But you have a birth, and it's a great thing. It's a great event. But we're not talking about a first birth. We're talking about a new birth. And so we see that this is, it says, a new birth into a living hope. So this new birth gives you something great. Now I'm going to show you something else. I need a volunteer to come help me. Okay, so you come up here. Okay, so what do you think this is? A passport. What country do you think this is? What do you want to... Yeah? African? Yes, it's one big country. No, it's a specific country in Africa.
South African.
What color is this?
Green.
Now, what color is the British passport? Is it red?
Yeah, red.
Red. Now, South Africans call this passport the Green Mamba. Now, the Green Mamba is a snake in Africa which bites you. But the reason why they call it the Green Mamba is because this doesn't help you get into many countries. And I know when I went to Italy once, all the British people went to the nice queue, and I had to go to the other queue, and they looked at me, and they thought I was a bad man from Africa. And so who do you think that person is? Me. You can see probably why they think I was a bad man from Africa. The photo is not very good. But in your passport, and I'm sure yours is the same as mine, it says place of birth. And that matters because the country that you're born in is the country you belong to. So mine says, can you read well? It says South Africa. But when I was born was the year 1977. But I'm gonna show you what happens. When you become a Christian, it changes. So have a look here. These things here. What happens is, it says here, my date of birth, and I want you to see. Can anyone see what year that is?
February.
1994. So that's the year I became a Christian. And so we're going to take that. Can you stick that over there? Stick that over there. There we go. Sorry, this is quite small. And country of birth, because that matters, so you have a passport to what country you're born in. Country of birth changes. So can you stick that just over there? And who can read this to me? Who can read what this says here? The one at the bottom. What's my God's kingdom? And so what matters, thank you so much for what matters is when you get a new birth, this doesn't really matter as much because you belong to God. That's what really matters. So this Christmas, this new year, you can thank God that if you're a Christian, you belong to Him and you belong to heaven, and that's better by any other passport. That's what really matters. So that's our first point. You can thank God for your new birth as a Christian in 2018. Let's go into our next point. So our next verse comes from 2 Corinthians. And let's see, as I read it, I want you to see if you can spot the new thing that it's mentioned. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So what's the promise there? What's the new promise there? New? New creation. Now, it gets a bit confusing because we might think of world, but new creation means a new person. So we're looking back at the past, a new birth. Now we're looking at what you are now. Now, who here knows what a New Year's resolution is? What's a New Year's resolution? Do you know New Year's?
To do something during the year.
So to do something during the year?
Okay,
so to do something in the start of the year, are there any adults that might share maybe a New Year's resolution? No, they're all putting their heads down. You know why?
Oh,
did John tell you not to make them? Okay, well, I'll tell you, normally, who can tell me what these are?
Shoes.
What type of shoes?
Nike.
Okay, and they're for?
Running.
You want to smell them?
Well, let me.
Do you think that I've used these much? Every year I think a New Year's resolution is I'm going to do something better. I want to be better than I was. So you might say, I'm going to be better at football this year. Or your parents might say, I'm going to lose weight this year and do more exercise. Do you know what? Are you guys looking forward to being older? Grown-ups, are you looking forward to being older?
No.
Very interesting. And so your parents, every year they might think, I'm going to try and get this body better. But every year it's getting older. So really, let's get rid of that. And so it's a bit depressing because often we make these promises. I'm going to be better at football. I'm going to watch less TV and read books more. I'm going to listen to my teachers more, and often we don't do it. We want to be better people, but listen to what this verse says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that means they are Christian. He is a new creation. He's a new person. The old is gone, the new has come. And so he's a new person. And another thing you might have seen in magazines, have you seen it's before and after pictures? Before I bought this product and did this, I looked like this, but now I look like this. But this says, you are a new person. So you are better. You are new. God has made you new if you are a Christian. You're good. You're His. And so the second thing you can thank God for is that I'm a new person in 2018 because of Christ. Let's go on to our third point. Our third point, I want you to see, we did a new birth, which was in the past. A new person is in the present. What's the next thing? Past, present, and?
Future.
Future, yes. So I'm going to tell you about God's promise for the future. And it says, and try to listen to the new part in this. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. So what's the new part there? What's the new part there? Did you hear? New
heaven.
New heaven and new earth. What that means is it's a new world. So the earth will be made new, and this passage comes from the book of Revelation. It's looking to the future, and it tells Christians not to worry. And so, 2018, do you have any worries? Children, are you worried about anything in the new year? No, they're not. They seem fine. Grown-ups, are you worried about anything in the new year? Yeah, I think we always worry about things. And what we're promised is, not only will we have a new birth, We become citizens of heaven. Not only are we new people, but we're going to a new place. Now, I'm going to need two volunteers. Okay, let's get a girl some. Catherine, you come up. Emilia, you come up. Okay. So, Catherine, what do you think this is? Has it still got milk in?
No.
How would you feel if you had to see a whole bunch of these lying on the floor in your garden or outside your house? What's it called when a milk bottle lies on the floor or other things?
Litter.
Litter. And so I want you to, you can hold the litter. What is this? You can hold that.
Sword.
Sword. Now, it's a toy. But I want you to see, what are some of the problems in our world? What are some of the things that you hear about? Okay, so what's litter? We're told we need to fix up our planet because our planet is getting sick. What are others? Sorry? It had milk and then someone threw it away and we see litter and we hear about pollution. The other thing we hear on the what does a sword make you think of? What do you use swords for?
Fighting.
And so we think about wars. So the other worry is you hear about wars in the world. And that's a bit of a worry. And there's lots of worries in this world. Now, I want you to see there's a sentence that says, and there'll be a lot right at the end, and there'll no longer be any sea. So it's promised that in heaven it's going to be great, but there's going to be no sea. Who here likes the seaside?
Me.
Yeah, I love the seaside. And so do you think it's saying that in heaven there's going to be no seaside and no building sandcastles? Well, let me tell you, the sea's very fun when you're on the beach. But if you're out on a boat in a storm, it's very frightening. I've been out on a boat when it's been very rough. And what that verse means is there's no longer anything scary. So you can throw away the litter, no longer a damaged planet, throw away the sword, no longer wars, and we have a new home. So in 2018, if you're a Christian, you can know you have a new birth, that you belong to heaven. You are a new person. It doesn't matter about all the bad things that you've done and that you struggle with. And you're going to have a new home, a world that is better by far. So, what are the three new things? New birth, new creation, new heaven, new earth. And that actually means new health. Well done. Let's pray and thank God that we have this wonderful promise. Dear God, thank you so much that we have all these wonderful things to look forward to. As we face another year where many of us get older and many of us face some things, even though they're scary or exciting, we can be promised as Christians that we belong to heaven because of our birth, our new birth. We are new people, we're new creations, and we're going to a new home. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen.